If they showed, then after Minha, we sat down to read again till Arbit, then we went home. Long day, we went Minha, close to sunset, and we went home. This rabbi, an elderly man, very powerful in teaching, the best teacher ever was in the world. And learning without stop, teaching. When every Thursday, see, we all know already, Thursday 10 o'clock sharp, his mother comes. That room cannot be open to no one. His mother comes, she knocks at the door, he knows already who's coming. Comes to visit him once a week. He gets up from his seat, he goes to the door, he doesn't like any one of the students or anybody to open it, himself. He opens, he goes down on his knees, he was a tall man, she was a short, the mother. He goes down on his knees, he takes her hand, kissing there, pulling over his head, said, please give me beracha. We as children, young, we see the rabbi like this. Imagine, what an example. He set this example for us, how a person should respect his mother. This is the rabbi, Alav Shalom, Tzaddik Gadol. She comes, she gives him beracha, and she goes. Once a week, she comes to visit him. Thursday, to give him bracha, and he runs to kiss her hand. This is the way of fathers were. The respect of a parent. Nobody dared any ever to say his father or something to their girl and say, Mom, what are you doing? It's a stupid thing. It's silly. Mom, silly, you know what? You call your mother silly. I tell the daughter, some daughters here many times. Ma, you're silly. You're silly. Shema Yisrael. Like a daughter would call her mother, you're stupid. Can you imagine? Who would dare saying a word like this to his or to her mother? They don't realize anything wrong. But this is, the person comes to them from Shabbat, comes from the shul, this is his duty. After Kiddush, there's no question. Has to kiss his father's hand, same time also his mother. Then, when they come to the Kiddush, they say Mizmor LeDavid first. Why? What is that Mizmor LeDavid? In Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Wa'ilu Ihsan, you know, even Goyim, they use it in public school, every day. God is my shepherd, and so on, they go from, they love this chapter. There is 57 words in it. 57 make the word Zan. They say if a person reads this Mizmor LeDavid and he pays attention, what is the meaning of it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him his livelihood, berevah, mezonot. Because the word Zan, the same thing they say, I saw books. There is a book called Kolbo that said in Amidah, we said that there is 19 berachot. 3 times 19, 3 amidot a day, 57. That's Zan. Nun Zayin is Zan. Zan means 57 berachot that you have. God will give you mezonot if you are careful with these 57 berachot to do it properly. Which means you don't talk. The Kolbo said, the person is careful not to talk in the middle of Amidah and Hazara. He doesn't talk. Hashem will help him with his parnasah. It's a segunah, this is beneficial for the parnasah of a person. That you will have good parnasah, he doesn't talk during Amidah and Hazara.
Is there any reason at all that it could be interrupted? Is there any reason at all that the Amidah could be interrupted?
To be
interrupted, that you could stop it and maybe... For instance, I have sometimes to say a kaddish and I'm not finished with the Amidah.
No, you don't. You don't stop. You don't stop at all. For nothing.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's a dime.
You don't stop to listen to Kaddish, but you don't repeat with them, no?
That's a different thing. He said to say.
No, you have to say, let's say you have to say the Kaddish.
No,
somebody.
You don't.
So what happens?
Finish the Amidah, more important.
So your minyan left.
That's right. It's more important to say the Amida. Bigger Ilu in Neshama. You say Kaddish for the Neshama to win benefit to Neshama. There's more benefit if you finish the Amida without saying Kaddish.
The only way is for the Hiyat Nefesh to stop someone's life. Well, we said, the rabbi saw it, he stopped, he stopped. Yeah. Amida, anyway, for help reasons, yes. Should continue with Amida. No, definitely not to stop. As I said, there is this 57 Berachot.
That's Zan, it's a good for Panasa. And now after we come, we say with Morda David that there is 57 words in it, we say the Kiddush. During the weekdays, they say with Morda David, some people say it before Netila, some people say it after Netila. But they both right. Some people don't like to say after Netila, they tell you it's better not to stop between Netila and Hamotzi. And they say the Mizmor de David before Netila, which I have discussed with many people, but the Syrian people always say the Mizmor de David after Netila. They want to say it very close to the time that they are going to eat. As I said, a person can do anyway. I prefer to do it before Netila. We come to Netila, Hamotzi, as I said before. When he has the bread, if he has those four that we said, four that they look like two, he takes the top two, he put them together. And when he puts them together, put them over the other two, that means not away from it, over there, he says the beracha, Hamotzi lehemnat. He finishes Hamotzi lehemnat, then he cuts from the right one in his hand, and he eat for himself at least kazait, which is 1 ounce. And then he cuts another piece and he gives his wife kabeta, 2 ounces. He should also complete the one, if he can, if his health helps him, to eat 2 ounces at least of bread. But if he can't, 1 ounce is sufficient. Same thing with the rest of the people. When he says the beracha motzi lechem min ha'aretz, no one is allowed to talk before he will eat something. It's better that also till they get hamotzi and they eat. But at least if they spoke after he ate, there is no hafsek. But if they spoke before he ate, they will have to say hamotzi at the end. Just to be very careful. By the way, he says hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, they say amen even before he ate. Already they start talking to each other. No good. The Hamotzi is no good anymore. That's why they should be very careful with this, the Hamotzi, not to talk at all till he will taste. The same thing in Havdalah. I see people. The minute the rabbi or the Hazan said, Hamavdir Mekodesh Ahon, Amen Shavuatov, before he tasted the wine. If you said Shavuatov before he tasted the wine, so already have said, the Havdalah is not good for you. Therefore, a person must be careful to wait for the rabbi or the Hazan to taste the wine first, then to say Shavuotov. That means not to stop in between. Unless he makes Havdalah at home. When he makes Havdalah at home, there is nothing. Now, a person makes Netila. Many times you see people and say, you have a guest. Oh, they bring him right away. They don't want to bother him to go to the water. They bring a basin and they bring water, wash. It's not too good because washing of the hands should be better standing, not sitting. And if they will wash it once sitting, not too good according to the Kabbalah. They should stand and make the Netilah. When they make the Netilah, there is a difference between Netilah of the morning and Netilah of the meal. Love the morning, you must do it right, left, right, left, right, left. That means you skip from one to another. You can come and say, no, I'll put 3 times on the right, 3 times on the left. No good. But Netila of the food, you can do it either way. People, of course, they don't want to go right, left, right, left. Easier, 3 times on the right, 3 times on the left. So they can do that. But the only thing that's written in Gemara Rav Hasda said. Rav Hasda was a wealthy man. He was a rabbi and became wealthy. To ask him, Rabbi, what do you think your zechut was, your merit, that you became wealthy? He said, because I fulfilled the mitzvah of washing my hands for Nitilah in the best way. What is it especially then? He said, I used a lot of water. I wasn't stingy to use a lot of water. And you know, those days, water was very, very precious, very, very scarce, not like today. And he said, I put a lot of water on my hand, and because I put a lot of water, they gave me a lot of money. This is what the Gemara said. And they tell of a rabbi that he used to do the same thing, like a Hasda, but all of a sudden he was a guest by somebody else, another rabbi. He came there, he took the water, it was very, very skimpy, very lot of water. Rabbi Eid, he made sure 3 ounces to pour, another 3 ounces. Then the rabbi said, Rabbi, why at your home you put so much, you pour water? Oh, with that Nitilah cup, the big one, you fill it up and you put it, and here with me you then. He said, listen, I looked outside, I saw your maid, Jewish girl carrying the water, because those days was no pipes, bringing it. She gets so tired to bring the water. I shall throw so much water on account of that poor girl. In my house I can do it, but to let this little girl suffer so much in order that I would put a lot of water on my hands. So no. This is exactly what they're saying. I heard something once very good. Because of this story, someone said when Avraham Avinu had guests, he said, but in water he said, Yukahna mi'at mayim. Yukahna. He didn't say, Be'ekah. Yukahna. The servant will bring a little water. Why a little? Yukahna a lot. He said, because the servant is going to work hard to bring the water. I don't want to waste too much water and make the servant work hard. Midrash beside the Midrash. Midrash complained against Abraham. Why everything he did himself in this murder, he said, you kahna by that. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you did it to a messenger? I will do also the same thing to a messenger when they wanted to give the water to Am Yisrael. He said, you did it through Shariah, I did it through Shariah. But in the meantime, they give us to understand why me'at mayim, a little. This is what we are saying. A person sits down at the table. After he does, we say, of course, he makes the nitilah. Right away, he has to rub his hands. No. They take the towel. No. After you wash, you rub them. That means you let the water out, then you raise your hand. The word netilat yadayim has two different meanings, netilah. Netilah, one word, one meaning is washing. Another meaning of netilah, raising. Like notel, what do we say in when? Al netilat lulav. What's al netilat lulav? You wash the lulav? No. Until lulav, picking up the lulav. And you pick up your hand. Why? There's a reason for it. See, the water, Hachamim said, you know, your hands are not clean. That's from spiritual cleanliness. Just like in Beit HaMikdash, God said when the Kohen goes to serve in Beit HaMikdash, he must, before he serves, he must wash his hands and his feet from the kiyor, from special pitcher that was there. Preparation for serving Hashem. Same thing here. How we come to eat, just like a mizbeach, that the Kohen was served on it. Our mizbeach today is the table. What we do at the table, exactly what we do on the mizbeach. God said, you offer sacrifices on the mizbeach, you offer sacrifices at your table when you sit to eat a meal. When you sit to eat a meal, did you think of the needy ones or not? That means they used to have those days always at the table bringing some guests, a poor man that didn't have food to eat. Today we don't have poor men always to eat. They used to have poor people always in the street. They prepare a kupah, they put in a kupah, and every meal a person remembers the needy ones. There is another thing. Just like in Mizbeah, you offer a sacrifice. Sacrifice has to be without any blemish, nothing, no fault in it. Same thing what you eat on the table, see what you are eating. Everything that you eat is the best thing. That's why he said the shulchan of a person is instead of mizbeah. But this is what Allah always taught us. When a person comes to meal time, he's not done. He throws his hat and says, done. Where is the beracha? Where is nothing? The bread Torah? No. And who knows what he's eating, what he's not eating? They said, remember that sitting at the table, that's why I said, they used to say the bread Torah. So then Allah always realized that people came, went to the galut. They lost this, lost track of saying the word Torah. They gave them a look to the word Torah. Ashkenazim, in every meal, they say Anna Harot Baber, and they say Bekat Amazon. And on Shabbat, they say Shema Alot B'Shuva Shem Shabbat Zion. We Sephardim always, at all time, we say Lam Natzeach Min Ginot Mizmor Shir. Say Lam Natzeach Min Ginot, to have some Devar Torah al Shulchan. Before that, not to take it lightly, but say, okay, come and sit. They told me Bekat Amazon. I was in school, they didn't tell me Lam Natzeach Min Ginot, they told me Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay. They told them Azan et Hakol. They didn't teach them Lam Natzeach Min Ginot Moshir. It's a new word today. But this is it. Siddur it's written. You say Lam Natzeach. You say there is there. In order to make it Devar Torah al Shulchan.
Does it matter if you do beginning or at the end? You could say it at the end if you want, right?
What?
Lam Natzeach.
Where at the end?
I'm saying, instead of saying it before the Bekat Amazon, you could say it after, as long as you do the Devar Torah at the table.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Before Bekat Amazon, that's the right time.
Oh, but if you do it after, it doesn't matter, does it? If you
no,
do it
no,
after?
That's matter. Before Bekat Amazon. Not after Bekat Amazon. After Bekat Amazon finished, that's not the meal.
That's yeah, but you're still sitting around, but it also...
No. At the meal time. They want you in the meal time to have it part of the meal. Mm-hmm. Before you say Bekat Amazon, Maxine. Don't be lazy.
No.
This has to be
your... Didn't you also say, says the certain words in the Bekat Amazon, as you say, as fast as possible. I mean, not the speed to Bekat Amazon, but say right after you eat...
But I didn't say to say it with a fast speed.
No, you say it, but you want to say
Bekat Amazon. I told you. So
okay.
Say it
I'm not
slow
lose.
And say it immediately after a meal.
So
okay.
We could wash our hands for the bread on a regular day, just like you wash your hands in the morning?
Yes. Yes,
right,
you
left,
could.
Right, left.
You could. The whole idea, they tell them you don't have to. Because people would prefer to make right, left, right. That's, but if you want to do it right, left, right, then do it, as long as you are doing it three times. But in the morning, you must have it that way. That's the difference.
Mayim Ahalonim, and you were sick, you know, you were sitting down.
We'll come to it, yeah. Mama Hanim can say sitting. You can do it sitting, not only that. Mama Hanim, they try to do it as little as possible, not too
water.
Much.
Yeah.
Little. They don't use a lot of water. And also, there is two different opinions. They do it only till the second knuckle here, or till the third. Some they say should do it till here. Some they say, according to the Kabbalists, don't like. They say, listen, only till here. Don't do too much. They don't like to go further. My Mahanim, they don't wash the whole hand. They wash only the fingers. The fingers, how much the fingers? From here to here or from here to here? They call it Rashetz Be'atav, the tip of his fingers. The Kabbalist people insist only to the middle. The simple, according to the Peshat, tell the knuckle over here. Okay, this is only...
Did you make Netilah? You're supposed to not touch the cup, just use the handles?
The main thing that hands should not touch each other. But a cup doesn't matter. You can touch the cup, you can with the handle, without handle. You can take a cup without handle. This, as long as you be careful, where you put the handles, a person should never make a mistake that here, we will touch two hands together. That the hand should not touch the other one. Right. One hand, the other.
It has to be from a keli? Has to be from...
Keli, has to be from... For the meal, has to be from keli. For the morning, doesn't have to, but better. In the morning, this is something that easier in the morning than the meal. Usually, of the morning is more strict. But keli, cup, doesn't have to be from a cup. You can do it under the faucet.
Oh, yeah?
The outside. But it's better to take it with a cup. But for the meal, must be from a cup. It's a big difference.
But you're saying from the faucet, you still do three times and three times?
The what? The faucet?
Three and three?
Yes.
You mean for the meal?
No, the morning.
For the morning, you could.
You still have to you be could.
Halachically speaking, you could. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But and for the meal, you must have it a cup. But sometimes, they used to have long ago a pitcher which is movable. That means they fill it with water. They put in, then there is a faucet on it. This is, the whole thing is called cup, like a cup, movable things. And therefore you can do with the faucet, but they say they ask you to open and close the faucet every time.
Three times.
That's to let it come to your power. Yeah, well this is, they say, today a faucet, it's not Kelly, that's not movable. It's all, tanks that are already attached to the gun. And that's why it's not movable. They don't like it. Because we need a keli, they say. That's why they prepare a cup. Today they may get it all to your leisure. You have the handles, you have a cup for Nitila, you have everything that's to serve you at your best. Now, as I said, yeah, they rub off and then they will say the bracha on the teyatat adam while the hands are up. Then they wipe it with, must wipe it with, wipe his hands. Person comes and says, no, I'll let it dry by itself. No good. Dry by itself, no good. You have to dry it to towel that you wipe it.
If you go like, you're not at your house, you go like, say you go driving somewhere, you use public facilities, there's no tissues. Should you just, how are you going to wipe your hands? There's nothing there.
You take any kind of things that you can wipe your hands. Paper, paper towel, I don't know, any kind of paper that you have. You just...
Are you allowed to go like this?
No.
Like push it off?
No. No, and please, when you do this, don't do it in front of me. I shouldn't get wet.
I'm just asking you a question.
Okay.
You say the beracha with your hands up and then you wipe your hands?
That's right.
Because you don't say the beracha wiping your hands. You're supposed to say
No. You pick up, you say the beracha and then you wipe.
Okay, I know what you know why you're saying that. Okay.
It's not the same thing in the morning. In the morning, though, you say...
Once some Kabbalists, they wrote in the books, that a person should make sure that his elbow is in the back, and his hands above his head. He came to me, Rabbi Hasid, very good. How is that possible? I have a very hard time to do that. I said, I can do it. Everything. Such a Hasid, he's so careful with every little thing. He started asking me, I said, Dakhila, pick it up and don't forget about it.
You have any problem with water working down your arm?
Doesn't matter, that's why we tell you to pick it up. The problem is, if you don't pick it up, it comes and comes from here to here again. You have to make until again.
Oh,
yeah.
The unclean area is going to go onto the.
That's the whole
area.
Idea of picking up the head, the hand
it's
before you wipe.
That's how doctors do it today.
Uh-huh.
The doctors do it today.
Don't touch me. I'm sterile.
Mm-hmm. The doctors.
No. Yeah. That means they already. They
thousands
won't
of years later, they decided that.
They won't
the
let you
way.
Touch the hand. You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing in the morning? The
Mohel also today does. Mm-hmm. He tells you, don't touch me. You make too much just to act a little.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that warning.
Not does a good job.
He brings you the gloves, he brings you that. too much.
He doesn't want to leave fingerprints.
Huh?
He puts the gloves on, he doesn't leave fingerprints.
No, the gloves is for something else.
I know that.
Yeah. It means to say not to be a criminal. That's what I meant to tell you. Okay. Now.
Rabbi, when you make netilah in the morning, you also pick up your hands in the morning or just you say the beracha?
Yes.
Also
do.
In the morning too?
Yeah.
You make the berakha with your hands up, and then you dry your hands?
That's right. This is the same. Really, there was a question in the books, when should he say the berakha? Sometimes you have to say berakha before you wash. Like anything that you do, you eat bread, before you eat the bread. You put the tefillin, before you put the tefillin on, you say the berakha. Put tzitzit, talet, say berakha, and then you put it on. Say berakha, and then you wash your hands. Sometimes you know, say berakha before your hands are clean. Let's clean your hand and then. Say, if I clean my hand, that's after. After you eat, you say amotzi. They don't like it. Come and say, therefore, you say it in between. You put the water, and you say the berakha, and then you wipe it. That's in the middle. In order to satisfy both things, it's called before, it's called after, when your hand's clean. Then we'll go to forward. There is in all the books, the poskim. I'm not going to go to deal with every little thing that there is. As I said, of course, I said that that's a duty of the woman, that she will be trained how to put the bread with the tablecloth under, cover on top. This is the proper way. Some they come today with a new kind of tables. Look at that beautiful formica. Look at that. They want to put the bread on the formica. Cover it, they will cover it. No, no. You must put the tablecloth under it. As I said before, just like the man. Do the man and then not do. Now, there is a mitzvah that a person should try to eat fish in every meal of the Shabbat. A person has to eat 3 seudot if he is in good health. He eats 3 seudot, including with the meal of the night. One meal at night, Friday night, 2 meals during the day. When does he eat? I'll come later. It's a mitzvah to eat fish in every meal. Of course, the mitzvah, simple meaning why? That means they want you to enjoy, to eat good meal on Shabbat. Because the Torah said, the karat al Shabbat, onik, enjoy yourself on Shabbat, enjoyment is by the food, when you eat a different meal and that's a party, they call it, what is it? Enjoyment, the food that they eat. Now you eat the food, and when there is a food, which is 7 courses meal, or whatever it is, I don't know, 4 or 7, but there is like appetizer, soup, that they tell you, bring fish. When there is a good meal, they bring first fish to your taste, and then comes the soup and so on. And there is a mitzvah to eat fish on Shabbat. As I said, ochel dag, I told you, biyom dag, nitzol mit dag. If a person eats fish on the day which calls also dag, dalet and gimel is 7, the 7th day of the week, he'll be saved from din gehinnam. That means by respecting the Shabbat, that's it. This Jew will not go to gehinnam. And if it did some avonot, to this discredit and that, they'll tell him, okay, this zechut of the Shabbat will save you from that. Just like they say, Abraham Avinu, where does he go to? Where is he standing at? All time, since he died till now, and the doorway of Gehinnom. Imagine, Abraham Avinu goes to Gehinnom. No tzaddik likes to go, even to see Gehinnom. Or to be close to Gehinnom. Many tzaddikim used to pray to God, oh God, don't let me see Gehinnom. What do you mean see? Of course the tzaddikim will see Gehinnom, they'll go right. But sometimes they go to see Gehinnom. Why? As I said, some people who are linked to him, they are in Gehinnom. He goes there to pick them up. But meantime, that's a little punishment for him too, that he had to go there on his way to take. But Abraham Avinu is there. For what? He's fighting for every Jew that being brought there. He said, wait a minute. He tells the Malach, can't take him in till I tell you. He checks on him. Was he good in mitzvat milah? Did he observe it properly? He didn't do anything wrong? To go, God forbid, with a stranger, outsider, or in the wrong time? Even with it, what? If he didn't make Shemirat HaBerit, لازم يتفضل go in. If he did, was careful, he will not take this man to gain them. תראה זה מלאך, I overpower you. He saves him. The Rami Mimino sits there, don't get enough to save the Jewish people. And they say, those that they eat fish out of respect for the Shabbat, because they want to eat the meal. Of course, it's not an easy thing to do a mitzvah of eating. It's a rabbi, it's not easy. Everybody likes to eat at all time. That's to eat for mitzvah, that's not an easy thing. Because a person likes to enjoy himself, enjoy his life, to eat, then you come and say, what do you eat? I'm eating to enjoy myself. That's not a mitzvah. But if you do eat because, you say, Hashem gave us this mitzvah, that's why I'm eating. That's not an easy thing to do it. Person said, what do you mean, Rabbi? I'm enjoying it. You have to do it. You know, how do we know if he does it really for the Shabbat or not? If you give him the same meal on the bottom of the week, look at him, how does he, if he jumps on it, he grabs it, he eats it, then Shabbat, he doesn't eat because Shabbat. But if the rest of the week you give it to him, he says, no. He comes Shabbat, he eats, that's he eats because of Shabbat.
What if a person, what about a person who can't eat fish, they don't like fish?
I said, that when I began, a man who is in good health, and usually every human being likes a certain kind of fish. Some people like fried fish. Some people like baked. Some people like tuna.
Mm-hmm.
What fish that he likes? You eat tuna? Even tuna you don't eat?
You know, as a kid, but not no more. I can't take eating fish.
Well, I don't like tuna also because I believe this is not fresh. I like fresh, that's all.
Have sushi, Max.
I hate the smell of fish. It gets me sick.
Good fish.
I need it.
Good fish.
My mother tried to feed him his ma. See you later.
No.
I will not eat it.
When you eat it for the mitzvah, you will enjoy it.
I get nauseous.
Have a good taste. Have a nice taste.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Getting back to the challah. So you said if you have four. Now you could eat one, give it out, that's enough?
Yeah.
Leaving the other three?
Yeah, you don't have to eat all of them. I told you, the dextrinium bread, the putois, they eat one, two, and whatever they want, whatever, then they put it back in the freezer. Nothing. That's what they do. There are many, many of our people that they were, Aleihem HaShalom, I used to see here. They, intentionally, they get the dextrinium bread because they tell you it doesn't go to waste, and they take it. They have 12 of them on the table. You see how they sell it. And I tell you, like, two segon. And then they make a motif. Whatever they use, whatever they don't use, put back. That's what they do. Okay. Now, okay, for a person.
Could they bear it on those breads again next week?
Yeah, sure. As long as it is full loaf. Now, if a person didn't eat a meal for some reason, was unable to eat a meal Friday night.
I can make it up Saturday.
He has to make up for it on Saturday to eat three meals. Very good.
Yeah, really?
He's sharp, this one. Yeah.
Now, three sudot, you just switch
the words. If he didn't eat one meal Friday night, comes Saturday, divide it, eat three meals in order to make shalosh sudot on Shabbat.
What if he doesn't eat lunch on Saturday?
What? If he doesn't eat lunch?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah, well, then same thing. He has to divide to eat two meals later.
So that shlish eat and he have another
one. What about after Shabbat? He can make
after
it up.
Shabbat is different, Saudah. We're talking about Shabbat. Saudah Rabi'id, that's called. Melaveh Malkah. That means you escort the queen to say goodbye when she goes home. Yeah. That's relevant, but the person should try. Of course, we said before, if a person missed the meal, I said before when I said the laws of the Kiddush, if a person missed the meal, and then didn't make Kiddush also, when he comes on Saturday morning, he makes Kiddush, he doesn't make Kiddush as usual every Saturday morning, boy per agefen. I say, sabar per agefen, and say, asher kiddush alam tzatav ratzabanu, ten mekadesh shabbat. Since he didn't make the Kiddush, at night he has to do it during the day. Even if he missed it during the lunchtime, he has to do it. He has to make the Kiddush. As long as the day was not over, still he has time for the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Asher Kadasham Tzadat El Mekadesh HaShabbat. Any time you do it, but of course you have to do it as beginning of the Shabbat. If you don't do it at the beginning, do it in the middle. If you don't do it in the middle, do it before the ending of Shabbat. But of course, if after the ending of the Shabbat, there's no Mekadesh HaShabbat anymore, it's over.
But you said three times during the day, right?
What?
Three times you say it?
The meal. Three times,
three
but
meals?
Not the Kiddush.
Well,
Kiddush
once?
Only once. Kiddush, I mean, I don't mean Borei Pri HaGefen. Borei Pri HaGefen you say in the morning. Third time you don't say Borei Pri HaGefen. In two meals you say Borei Pri HaGefen. In one meal you say beside Borei Pri HaGefen, you say the Berachah Mekadesh HaShabbat. Baruch HaShem HaShekadeshanu Mesatar HaSabanu Shabbat Kodesho Be'Avav Rasam Hilanu Zikaron Ma'aseh Bereshit Tehillanu Kakodesh Baruch HaShem Mekadesh Shabbat. That's what we call the Berachah of the Kiddush. Of Mekadesh HaShabbat. He must say it at night. Then if he says it at night, he doesn't say it again during the day. But if he missed it at night, you have to say it.
He says it the following morning.
Well, the, always he says at night and in the morning.
Yeah.
But the second Beracha, Mekadesh Shabbat, doesn't say only at night. But Sa'udah Shlishit doesn't require wine. But the Kabbalists say it's a good idea that you will have some wine in the middle of the meal. To drink, say Borei Pri HaGefen, drink in the middle of the meal, not before,
mm-hmm.
Not Kiddush. They say it's good. But then they came and they asked, it's good to have in Birkat HaMazon if you have people to have a cup of wine. And there is also, if he doesn't have only one cup of wine, what should he do? Have it in the middle of the meal or leave it
That's
for Birkat HaMazon?
You usually have a Gefen in the beginning of the meal. Now you said the Hamosi, and now in the middle of the meal, you say HaGefen?
Yeah. Very good question. The wine that you are, if, of course, if you said already Kiddush, during the time of Kiddush, you don't say again. Because already the Borei Pri HaGefen said it covers for that.
Right.
But the regular normal meal every day that there is no Kiddush, like today, if I eat a meal now, and I take wine to eat in the middle, to drink it in the middle of my meal, I have to say Borei Pri HaGefen. Because the bracha of the bread doesn't cover for
doesn't
the wine.
Cover for the wine.
No.
Okay.
That's right.
Is that necessary to have a kezayit of bread? To make hamotzi twice? But get them as well?
When?
Oh, on Saturday.
Yes.
In other words, you must say, you must have a kezayit of bread and make bagalik of mazon.
Sure. There's no question about it. You can't say bagalik of mazon without eating kezayit.
And you must eat a kezayit.
Yeah. The question we said, we read before, that you must make Kiddush the place you eat the meal. Question where many times we go homes, we don't want to eat our meal, we don't eat the bread. Can we make Kiddush? At least he has to say mezonot, an ounce of mezonot.
At home?
Because, even when he goes someplace, he should eat something of mezonot after the Kiddush, because otherwise he's not allowed. The Kiddush is not Kiddush. If the Kiddush, no Kiddush, only in a place you eat a meal, not call the meal unless you eat something of mezonot, of 1 ounce at least. And if you didn't eat, the Kiddush is no good. The Kiddush is no good means you ate before without Kiddush. All goes in a cycle.
You say, you go home and say, I'm mostly all over again.
That's up. You say, Beracha Ahavana, the place that you ate the mezonot, then you go there, you make Mitzilah, Hamotzi, Bekat HaMazon, usual. That's
right. You make Kiddush if someone in the
house. People don't want to eat too much. Some people, it's not good for their health. That's a different thing. That's why I said, normal person that is in good health, he wants to do the mitzvah, that's what they do. That's why in the overseas, not here, they go home, they pray early on Shabbat. They finish the prayer 10:30, they go right away, they have their meal. And then when it comes to Oda Shilishi, they go home again. They have Nitilah, Hamotzi, that's a different thing. This way they are able to eat. Because like us, we eat in the afternoon. When will you be able to do it? So Oda Shilishi has to be better, according to some opinion, even must after Mincha, not before. And okay, he comes in, he prays Mincha, he comes to eat, he can't eat. He just ate 2 hours before that. With the mazza, with everything that they gave him, with sabbat, and he eat, how can he eat in Chodah Shilishit? Impossible. In this country, they starve you first of all till midday, I'm not talking about those that eat before the prayer, Chas v'Shalom. Our religious people don't eat before the prayer. Ashkenazim permit them to eat a little cake or something. Sephardim don't eat anything. They don't eat no cake, nothing before the meal, because certain before the prayer. Before the prayer, you don't eat. Hardly they allow them to take a drink, because it said only water. The question came, what the coffee? What do you call it? The coffee is water or not? The coffee is water, isn't so? But they know the coffee is sugar. If you take it without sugar, you're right, that coffee is water. If you take it with sugar, the sugar is not water. Somebody said, no, the sugar today is like water, because it dissolves.
And yet you can bear a shekel over sugar, don't you?
That's like anything else. Everything else that doesn't go out of the ground or anything, you say shekel.
Sugar grows out of the ground.
No, what I'm saying is...
No, it's not the way. It's after
refined and
worked out.
I'm saying that would be justification for them to say, well, it's not really... coffee, it's water.
No, but it's food. The question is, what do you call it? Food. Don't, long ago, used to take the sugar, put it in their mouth,
then
and drink.
Food. Now you're eating it.
No. Okay. That's absolutely eating. That came the question. The sugar that we put in the coffee, is it food? Because it dissolves. Or it's not. Two opinions there is about it. Today we permit them. I myself, I use it.
Say it's food.
But our fathers did not use it. They didn't want
milk in the coffee.
I had once, they came from California. What? Somebody, Shaul Cohen, the Turkey, from Bnei Yosef, praise over there. He came from California the first time he came as a guest to his cousin, was David Franco, Alav Shalom, this brother of Shmuel Franco. He came here, he was a guest in his house. All of a sudden, they ran to me Saturday morning. They came, Chacham, Bishir Rahayacho, Ahwema, Sakar, Bisir. Shaul Kayan. No, I'm a Bisir, but for Jake was half. No, Bisir, Bisir. And he thought, I wouldn't know. He was a Hamaluk relative. I said, I know. Hamaluk relative, but Bisir. There are two opinions. He can't say haram. He looked at me and he couldn't believe it. Shaul Kayan knew all his life in Turkey and that. They taught him no sugar. He took. But here, all of a sudden, the David Franco took the sugar and he was done and then gave him, he served him. I said, come, Mavisir. And they said, Mavisir. David Franco said, Mavisir. I don't want to tell him, Mavisir. And they came, I said, Mavisir. Shaul Kayan was surprised at that time. He didn't know me yet. And later on, whatever, at that time, he doesn't say anything. But this is what they used to have. At certain, Rabbi Hida said, you should drink the coffee without sugar. Rabbi Hida said, but today, people are weak. Take coffee without sugar for some people, impossible. You will throw up from it. Depends on people that here, there are many people that can't take it with sugar. They won't take it only without sugar. Then, depend on the person. I can't take it without sugar. Impossible.
American coffee or Turkish coffee?
No, it doesn't matter. No difference. I don't take Turkish coffee at all. I don't take even American coffee unless it's caffeinated. I can. Since I didn't feel well once, and I never took it again.
Well,
recently, somebody gave me a small cup to say charcoal. I just tasted the charcoal and I left it.
Can you put milk in the coffee and then have it before?
That's a good question. Milk by itself, definitely it's wrong, because very nourishing. Anything that's very nourishing considered like food. But the little milk in the coffee, it depends if what is the majority. Some people, they take a little coffee, a lot of milk. Some people, they take mostly coffee and a little milk. If you there mostly is coffee and a little milk in it, it's okay. But if it be mostly milk and a little coffee, it would be not wrong. Many people, they do that.
I drink it light. With more coffee,
but still more coffee.
Okay.
If you have more coffee, it's okay. But if you have some people that get more milk, that would be wrong. My wife takes most of it milk, little coffee. It depends on how people use it.
Juice is out of the question?
Huh?
Juice before...
Good question. Some they say, yes, juices would be wrong before the prayer.
Uh-huh.
Because again...
Majority says that?
Yeah, yeah, because Narashim. That's a...
What about water?
That's a good question. Water, it's okay.
Well,
that's what we
usually,
said. This is the idea why you can take coffee, because water.
Well, like during the week, sometimes before I pray Shachrit, you know, I'll say Brachat HaShachar, and my mother makes me chocolate milk and I drink it.
Chocolate milk. I'll tell you, for you especially, better not to take it.
No, you can't. I can't have chocolate milk, that means?
I say in any time, more so before the prayer. Illuminate
you. Okay. All right, question. You were talking about before about the wine, and you would say, if you miss it, you go to the next day, Saturday morning, you would say the Kiddush part. But can't you just say the Kiddush part and then make prayer on the bread? And then Saturday morning, you wouldn't have to say it?
We make a dish.
If you did it, yes.
Okay, if you did
it, I said if you missed it.
Okay.
If you didn't have a meal, I said. I said if you didn't have a meal on Friday night,
okay.
Make the Kiddush.
Alan's looking at his little toy.
Okay.
He saved you.
Time is.
Perfect time.